This is the week that we got the first look at Governor Whitmer's proposed budget, which includes a 45-cent per gallon increase in the gasoline tax to help fix the damn roads. And I have not heard from a Republican or a Democrat who favors this plan. Joining us right now is the chair of the House Appropriations Committee, our local state representative from Port Huron, Shane Hernandez. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Have you heard anybody outside of the governor's administration say this sounds like a good idea?
I have not heard anybody defending the tax itself. Obviously, people want to hear what the alternative plans are, but I have not heard anyone defend a 45-cent increase.
Well, and I said this the other day to somebody. I said, you know, do you think that she was just making a moonshot here? She doesn't really expect to get that 45 cents, but she just put it on the table as a negotiating starting point?
I think politically she probably doesn't expect to get that amount, but at the same time, I do think she believes that is the amount that we need.
I mean, this is kind of a confusing issue because we're already paying an increased gas tax. I mean, this is the last time that an increase was instated was, I think, in 15, wasn't it?
Yep, 2015, a law was passed to add $1.2 billion into the transportation fund, $600 million of which came from a tax increase, and $600 million came from a commitment of general fund dollars from the legislature. And that hasn't fully phased in yet. It will take two more years to fully phase in. I think it's really important to understand that the $2.5 billion increase that is proposed by the governor is not actually $2.5 billion more for roads, because as part of that plan, she will roll back the $600 million of general fund commitment from the 2015 law.
Ah, okay. So where does that money go then?
She is using that money to help fund higher education and K-12 schools.
I guess a lot of us observers on the sidelines watching this say, why can't you just be more transparent and say this money's going for roads and let it go for roads, schools, to schools and whatnot? It becomes kind of a shell game, doesn't it?
In my opinion, it's quite confusing. It resembles Proposal 1 from 2015, which was rejected by the voters. But at the same time, she was pretty clear in her campaign that she wanted to move the higher education fund out of the K-12 fund. And this is the way that she's come up with to do it.
What are some of the alternative plans that are being floated? What are you hearing that might have a good chance at getting passed?
Well, I think the legislature is currently working on those, and you'll see those shortly. I've always been a proponent and talked on your show many times about we shouldn't talk about another penny until we reform how the department is doing their business. Last term, I led the charge on a bill that push them to do different materials and methods, and I'm going to reintroduce that bill. I think that there's ways that we could make sure we're getting smaller and new contractors into the business through changing our pre-qualification standards, and I'm going to be working on that as well.
I think that's important, Shane, because the comparison is made to other states. You drive in Ontario, you drive in Ohio, you drive in other places that have the same weather that we do, and their roads are much better. And it's not just a funding issue, is it? We can throw billions of dollars at the roads, but if they're not being built correctly, it's not going to do any good.
That's right. And I've never been one to say that we don't need additional funding. That doesn't mean that we need to go increase anybody's taxes to get it. We need to get serious about, if this is a priority, how we can find the dollars in the existing budget. But I've always said that we have to change how the department is doing business before we give them that additional funding. If we just throw $2.5 billion at them, they're not going to come to the table and work with us on changing the materials and methods they're using, because they just have more money. They're going to do more of the same.
Yeah. What else in the budget did you like or dislike? What piqued your interest in your first glimpse at the budget?
Oh, I'm glad that the governor included a pension tax repeal. I think that there's some work to do on that to make sure it's fair across the board for everybody, but at least that conversation has started. There are some concerns on how she's paying for that as well, though, with an increase in taxes on small businesses and family businesses, so I'm concerned about that. The governor has a significant investment in education, and I think that The Republican legislature is interested in working with her on that, but she's also changing how some of that investment is made. So there's going to be some conversation there as we go forward.
It is going to be a different budget year, year, you know, as far as the process goes with a Republican legislature and a Democratic governor. We've talked about this before, about bipartisanship and working together. Do you feel that this is going to be a pretty smooth process, or do you think it's going to be kind of a rocky road?
I think we're going to have our struggles over the 45-cent gas tax. But if you look at other areas of the budget, I don't think that there's a lot of extreme changes in things that we're doing in other departments. I think some of the environmental investment for PFAS, the Republican legislature had already been doing that with Governor Snyder. We're going to be interested in partnering with her on those areas. So I think that there's areas that we're going to work together well on. But I think the big premier areas in this budget, a small business tax increase and a gas tax increase, we've got a lot of work to do there.
As the chair of the House Appropriations Committee, you've got a pretty big say in how this budget looks, don't you?
That's right. We will be working over the next 2 to 3 months on getting the House budget prepared. The Senate will be doing the same thing. And then when those two get their budget out, and we will be negotiating with the governor to try to get a consensus.
Confident that you'll have this wrapped up by sometime this summer?
Oh, I'm not going to commit to a timeline. We're required to have a budget done in September, and it is a constitutional requirement. We will have a budget done, but I don't think committing to a timeline at this point is appropriate. We're right now a month behind, and I don't blame the governor for that. A new governor is given an extra month to present a budget, and I don't blame them for her team for taking their time on that.
All right. Well, good luck, Shane. I know you got your work cut out for you. We'll check in from time to time to see how it's going.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.